Merci beaucoup, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Chair. Hi, Commissioner, Excellencies, colleagues. I'm making this statement on behalf of the African Group. Chair, the African Group would like to express its sincere gratitude to the Chair, His Excellency the Chair, as well as members of the Bureau, and congratulate you on your able leadership and your able conduct of the UNHCR Executive Committee. The African Group also commends the High Commissioner for his commitments and dynamism. And I would even say his activism on behalf of displaced persons and refugees. Chair, the upward trends of forced displacement in the world in general, and on the African continent in particular, caused by persecution, armed conflicts, violence, violations of human rights, terrorism, repercussions of climate change and natural disasters, all that is extremely worrying. The African Group would also like to express its extreme concern with regard to the latest HCR figures, the estimate of more than 100 million displaced persons in the world, whereas by the end of 2021 it was only 89.3 million. The forced displacements continue to represent a major challenge to the African continent. Africa has seen its development achievements undermined by the lasting situations of displacement, the crisis, new humanitarian emergencies, which are also quite complex. These displacements have grown, have mushroomed over the years, and the vulnerable communities already confronted by multiple shocks are particularly affected. The scale of forced displacement and statelessness on the African continent requires a strong collective action, multi-partite partnership, and close coordination with the affected populations. It is in that sense that the African Group is gratified with various pertinent initiatives taken by intergovernmental organizations and the private sector with a view to thrashing out adequate solutions to meet the needs of those who have been displaced. I've been confident that the situations of prolonged displacement and new and complex humanitarian emergencies will not be identified without political will and cooperation and solid international partnerships in conformity with the world, with the Global Pact for Refugees. The African Group is gratified with various initiatives taken at national, bilateral and regional levels to meet the challenges and the root causes of displacements on our continent. The recommendations issued from the Extraordinary Humanitarian Summit in Malabo in May 2022 demonstrate the existence of such demonstrate the